On the show today, we have Community First's very own Todd Sheffield talking about their AI chatbot named Maggie and all the benefits that she's bringing to their credit union. So check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Todd Sheffield from Community First Credit Union. Todd, how you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, Mike? Good morning.
Doing well. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I must say, the last time we spoke, that video was very, very popular. So thank you for that.
Good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, I got a lot of positive feedback, like, how do we handle people wearing masks in the branch? And you guys are handling them really well, so I had a lot of good feedback.
I think we shared that program with 14 other correlation clients.
Oh, did you? Wow.
They called us and wanted to use it, so it wasn't a lot for us to create, so we just provided it free.
Right on. Good for you guys. Well, the power of collaboration, that's what we're all about here for sure.
Absolutely.
I also want to talk about something cool that you told me about that you guys are doing at your credit unions, and it's artificial intelligence chatbot. So I'm always interested in AI because to me it's still very science fiction-ish, and so that just draws my attention. So I want to know more about this. So can you tell me about this AI chatbot that you guys are using? Like, what is it and how does it work?
Sure. So obviously, you see a chat window on almost every website you go to these days.
Yeah.
And so we started looking at that and ended up with one that's got artificial intelligence, which even though I've implemented is still a little bit science fiction to me as well. Sometimes it seemed like the intelligence was me filling out a spreadsheet with a response and an answer.
Right.
But it's on our website. It can answer kind of three categories of questions. So we have what we call small talk, which is just some friendly banter to give her some personality.
Right.
And then we do FAQs, so questions about the credit union. When are you open? What is your routing number? Which is actually one of the top questions we get asked.
Yeah.
What is your routing number? And then the third thing that we do is account access. So you can get your account balance and make a transfer and things like that. Not quite as full featured yet as our online and mobile systems, but it can do some of the basics. And I believe, nobody's corrected me yet, I believe we're the only credit union in the country that does that. Bank of America has Erica, and I believe Wells Fargo has one that they don't talk about much. But I believe we're the only one with the chatbot that actually does account access also.
Wow, good for you guys. Breaking down the walls, being pioneers. I like that. Continuing to push that envelope. So why did you guys incorporate this technology in your credit? Was it kind of free up your call center from, you know, the repetitive questions, or was something else going on? Or,
well, there were a couple of things. One of the things I heard is that chat or text is becoming the number one way people communicate.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how that compares to just people conversing, but in terms of email or phone or whatever, chat and text is the number one way people communicate. So we saw that coming. So we said, well, we need to be able to incorporate that. That's how people want to communicate with us.
Right.
But we're 600 million in assets. So today that almost seems like a small credit union, certainly a small financial institution.
Yeah.
So if people want to communicate that way, we could certainly put on a text or chat window, but we can't afford to staff that 24/7. So that's when I started to look at, well, what about automation? Can we automate that in a more cost-effective way than trying to have trying to employ and afford around-the-clock staff?
Right.
So that was kind of the impetus, looking at those two things, the trends coming. But trying to do it in a cost-effective manner.
Yeah, that's a good move. That's actually really, really smart. So how long have you guys been using the chatbot?
We went live, mid-December. Although most of the activity then, you know, we didn't really tell anybody about. We call her Maggie, by the way.
I was about to ask you, does she have a name?
We call her Maggie, and I usually just refer to Maggie, not the chatbot. It's Maggie.
Okay.
Maggie was the first paid employee of the credit union. some 55 years ago.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And it seemed like a nice, friendly name. Yeah. So we went with the name Maggie. So went live mid-December, but most of the activity back then was us still kind of testing it in the live mode.
Yeah.
And so we really started tracking transactions in January. So been live since then.
Okay. And so any experiences or any types of results to share so far? Because you're what, seven months in, almost 8 months in now?
7 months in. One just kind of, I thought is fascinating to me. Most websites I go to, I feel like the chat window or option is in the bottom right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. So I was adamant that that's where Maggie was going to sit, the bottom right-hand corner. And so we went live. The first month we had about 600 unique users interact with Maggie, and it was steadily increasing. For some reason, May took a little dip. But in April, we're up to 1,200 unique users, so doubled from January. But then we did a revamp of our website. We added a full Spanish website. And so we moved Maggie up to this menu bar at the top.
Yeah.
And unique users exploded to 1,700 that month.
Wow.
So it's the old real estate adage, location, location, location.
Okay.
I thought it was the right bottom corner, but no, we moved it up and transactions exploded then.
Nice little discovery. Well, that's food for thought for other people who want to employ something like this, right? Okay, upper right-hand corner now, or up in the main menu?
We have a menu bar of a few different things.
I'll have to go check it out.
Maggie, we've got a toggle to a Spanish website, or the online login, things like that.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So what are your goals with Maggie now that you guys have been using it for, half a year now? So what do you guys want to achieve here other than just being super cool?
I think we might get to the point where Maggie is a single point of contact for our members. So we've done a ton of integrations already. So we've integrated with the co-op ATM locator, mm-hmm. right? We've integrated with our bill pay, so you can do a bill pay through Maggie. Of course, we've integrated with Correlation, which is our core. And they're fantastic because they allow access to so many different things. And I'll tell you about one of them in a minute.
Yeah.
We have a portal for people to make their loan payment with Plastiq, so debit or credit card, or a checking account in other institutions. We've integrated with that. Of course, we use Google Locator to find a branch. So I can see us keep adding to that, where pretty soon you don't need a website.
Right.
Because you're just going to go ask Maggie. Who wants to search a website anyway?
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to dig around. Where is that routing number? I know it's in here somewhere. Instead, you just ask Maggie, what's the routing number? Or you ask her to make a transaction. One of the things we're doing with Maggie that goes beyond online banking is you can ask Maggie why my debit card was declined. And as I was talking to our call center, that's one of the big questions we get. Why is my debit card declined?
Right.
And so we were able to program Maggie to look at the network log in Correlation, find the transaction that was denied, look at the denial code, and then, of course, we had to do a translation table. Well, this code means put it into English so people would understand it.
Sure.
To tell people why their debit card was denied. So we're also going beyond what an online banking system can do, plus all these integrations. And if we keep adding things, then you won't need a lot of these other systems. Well, you're still going to need them because we can never turn anything off. Right, we still have our old audio response teller system, which I've tried to kill a couple times. We got 7,000 people that use it every month, so we can never turn anything off. But I could see it becoming really a single point of contact where you just go ask Maggie. You got a question?
Yeah, because in our house, pretty much I would say most any household that has like an Amazon or a Google Home or even a Siri, you've kind of grown accustomed to like asking it a question. It's like, oh yeah, I didn't know that. Well, let's ask Alexa or let's ask the Google Home thing. So yeah, I totally get where you're coming from on that. And so, and that you kind of answered my next question, because I was going to ask you like, what's next for the technology? Where do you see it going for you guys? And it sounds like single point of contact. It sounds like.
Yes, exactly. There's more that we can do. The bill pay function is limited. Some of the things are limited. So we can keep expanding on that, add more functions. You know, some things it will do, it actually does better with our online payment platform. If you just go to that directly, you've got to put in your account number. Whereas if you go through Maggie, she'll actually fill in your account number for you.
Wow, very nice.
Payment amount. We're also, the next thing we're working on immediately is so that Maggie remembers a transfer that you made. So you want to transfer, like I just transferred money to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I got it with our, the way we do account structure in credit union land, it's usually a member number and then a suffix,
mm-hmm.
right? So you got a member number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but then you might have a prime share and a sub share and a checking account and a money market account. You know, so how do you distinguish which one that is?
Right.
And so you got to figure out, oh, well, that's S20. And so that, you know, you get it once. If I got it once from my sister, I could go in to Maggie once we have this program. We don't have it done yet. Is I'll just nickname that, you know, my sister's name, and Maggie will remember that next time.
Oh, wow.
So next time I'll just go in, transfer $50 to sister, and they'll know exactly where that's going. So then I don't have to keep remembering,
exactly,
recounting this kind of difficult account structure. It's not that difficult for members. You know, it's not something that they're used to, so it's difficult
for them. So well, Maggie will remember for you, for sure. So, and it sounds like Maggie, I guess, has the capability to learn, kind of like machine learning. So that, I guess, knowledge database is just going to get, I mean, it sounds like this is just going to get better and better, basically, because of the, I guess, the learning aspect of it. So it's
going
to know you better, and it'll be able to serve you better, that type of stuff. And so that adds value to your credit union, ultimately, right?
Yeah, we call it training. So every week we will get a list of all the questions that were asked and answered and review the ones that weren't answered very well or weren't answered at all. And we'll reprogram those into
Cool.
You get smarter every week.
That's exciting. I love news like this. This is so much, it's so much, sounds like it's a lot of fun too, you know, to see where you can take this.
It is, yeah. Keeps it interesting for me, that's for sure. Fun to work on things like this.
What's Maggie up to today? Hey, last question for you here. Any advice for other credit unions out there looking to do something similar? Because I think this is, I think this is probably a popular project on people's dockets this year and next year, I would think.
Yeah. Well, of course, I've got to recommend the firm that did it for us is Active.ai.
I know Active, yeah.
Programmed it. They've done some other big banks, I think, in the Philippines, but they're over here in the States. And so they're the ones that have worked with us and have been really creative. And I say, hey, I want to do debit cards or a debit card denial. And you've got to look at the network log, which I don't know of an online system that looks at the network log. And they say, okay, we'll figure it out. So they go call correlation and they work together and they figure it out.
So
they've been a really great partner.
Yeah, I think we had those folks on the show actually as well. I think I saw them at like Money 2020 or something like that. And
okay.
Had them on. Yeah, it was super interesting. So yeah, this is really, really neat. I mean, it just sounds like a right step, a natural step in the right direction for credit unions to do something like this.
Yeah, it seemed, you know, as I started out with the chat and people not wanting to search websites, they just want to ask questions, as you mentioned, with Alexa and Siri, it seemed natural. And now I'm seeing that, I think if we keep pushing it, it could just become the single point of contact.
Exactly. And keep it right up there at the top of the website.
Apparently, it's got to be at the top.
Well, that's where we all looking these days. Really cool stuff. Anything else, Todd, to wrap up here? This is just, I'm excited for you guys and excited for credit unions too, because it sounds like sky's the limit with this thing.
Yeah. Let's see. I made a few notes. I'll check them.
Sure.
See if I forgot anything. I think that's it. I think we covered everything, Mike.
Right on. Well, good stuff. Well, thanks again, Todd. This is, you guys are like, again, pioneers out there pushing that proverbial envelope and doing some really cool stuff for the rest of us to go, hey, let's try that too. Let's check that out.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, good. Well, it's fun for us to work on it. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, again, it makes banking fun, you know? So I think that's the bonus of it all.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty, Todd. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there at Community First, and look forward to the next really cool thing that you guys have cooking in your laboratory there at your credit union for sure.
I'll let you know if we come up with something.
All right. It sounds good. Thanks again, Todd. Appreciate it. Well done.
Have a good day.